Molly Weber helps families move through the special ed process.
I am the special education parent liaison for Spokane Public Schools, and I've worked with the district for about 5 years at this point. And then prior to that, I worked with students with autism and other disabilities in a variety of settings for about 10 years.
So first, let's have you outline some of the supports that SPS offers families in terms of special education.
So we have a variety of supports for families within special ed. We encourage everyone to start with their building team and access resources at that building level. So working with your teacher, your principal, support staff. After that, we have a team at the central office that's willing to help out. So we have coordinators, myself, that are here to kind of help you navigate that system, access whatever resources you need. And then we also encourage families to get involved in opportunities kind of at the district level if they're interested. So we have Special Ed Parent Advisory Council, where we invite parents in to share their experiences and perspectives. We are also working on kind of boosting our social media presence, monthly communication, and then also have developed a parent handbook to help parents understand their rights as they navigate the system.
Where should a family go for help if they think their child could benefit from special ed services?
So if families have a concern that their student might need some special education services, we encourage them to reach out to their child's teacher, the school team, and kind of talk through some of those concerns. And then if they feel that their child probably is in need of some services, they can file what's called a child find. That goes to someone downtown who will review it and send it back to the school team, who will then kind of decide, okay, should this be someone that we need to evaluate? And then that evaluation will tell us whether or not that student qualifies for special education services.
What has working with and knowing students with special needs done for your perspective?
So it's opened my eyes to kind of the realities of what individuals face and the challenges that many families go through. And then I think it's also opened my eyes to the fact that education, like as a whole, is not a one-size-fits-all model. Different kids have different needs, and we as a district are really trying to focus our efforts on things like UDL and inclusion that gets those students the services that they individually need, not, you know, one-size-fits-all, like I said. It takes a village to support any student, right? And that village might be bigger or more complex if you have a student with a disability, and families are a really integral part of that, right? They're a partner in this process, and they're a huge part of that village. We want to bring them in and partner with them. And so I think this work has really shown me that, like, it takes everyone working together and kind of rowing in the same direction in order to get that child what they need in a meaningful way.
What are some of the challenges and greatest rewards of this work?
Right. So my role specifically, I think one of the major challenges is communication. So this work, right, like getting students what they need really relies on people working together as a team. And sometimes the larger that village, the harder it is to kind of streamline that communication and make sure everyone's working off the same information. So, you know we can't control perspective, but we can control what we say and try to deliver it honestly. And then I always encourage open communication that we then back up with action so that we are doing what we say we will do, which helps build trust with the family and the team. All of that comes back to, like, we are really working on good and timely communication, and that helps alleviate some of those challenges that we kind of see day to day. One of the greatest rewards of this work that I've seen across every avenue that I've worked in is seeing students succeed. It never gets old. I've been doing it a long time. I've seen students succeed in a variety of areas. And I think when you have that whole team working together, moving in the same direction, moving the needle in the same direction, and that student really blossoms, then it's just so meaningful and it's so rewarding to see that happen.
Mm-hmm. Anything else to add?
We really are here to partner with families, and we really do want to work together as a team. We want to do what's best for kids, right? So we're always encouraging families to reach out with questions, concerns, even celebrations. Our door is always open. We just want to help kids succeed.
Thank you, Molly, and thank you for listening. Find all of our stories at SpokaneSchools.org/listen.